Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
In this overflow service, Psalms chapter 23, verse 5.
Lord, do not push me aside.
You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. And you anoint my head with oil until my cup overflows. The head and the cup, they are the same. The anointing came upon the head. But the impact of the anointing was seen in the cup. There was an overflowing. And overflowing. There is nothing that God starts small that he does not have a global agenda for. Your life, like the story of Joseph, was a story meant to be told. Some people in the years to come might not be able to relate with Joseph, but when they hear your story, they will say, oh, there was a man sent from God. John chapter 1. His name was John. There was a man sent from God. Saint Francis of Assisi. There was a man sent from God. And his name was Brother Pat. There was a woman sent from God. Her name was Tina. You will become a reference point. Because when certain people begin to hear what God wants to do in their lives, your life will be the closest reference point to describe what the Holy Spirit is saying. Listen, I don't know, what verse did we read now? Go to verse 3.
Lord, do not push me aside. Do not leave me alone. Do not abandon me. Till I follow you till the end.
He says he restores my soul and leads me in the paths of righteousness because of his name. God's agenda, that thing that's happening in your life, it's not about you. It's because God's name, God's signature, God's reputation is on your life. He will not allow you fail, because if he fails, Satan will ask him, what about Yvonne? You say you are a faithful God, what about Yvonne? Say you are a faithful God, what about Gwenga? If you know how much God mentions your name in the daily briefings of heaven, you will not give up. It is only man that looks at you and say, what is there? But in the heavens, they say, what is Yvonne that thou art mindful of her? What is in Busayo? What is it about her? She's a regular person. Then God said, but I have crowned her. Yeah. With what? With glory. And I have crowned her with what? With honor. Oh my God. You need to see how God has described you. Look, the devil will try you, but you need to let him know that you are sent to frustrate him. Don't be on the defensive. Tell him, Satan, you go tire. I don't mad. I know well. Ah, you go tire. For this place, ah. He will go to the meeting and say, that girl has gone mad. You know now, I beg, please, let us settle. We are not settling again. I don't want to settle. let us break it. Between you and I, somebody will leave. The day you rise above your fear of death, you gain power over it. Listen, before there was an anointing with oil, the enemies were introduced. He said, he set a table before me in the presence. He didn't cast them away. He let them stand. Then he came into the banqueting hall and said, Busayo, why are you not seated? Please, please change this table. I don't like this table. Bring a king-size table. Busayo said, sir, this table is too big for me. Say, you will sit on it like that. They will put you and say, and your enemies will stand. I said they will stand. They will watch you eat. Everything they do will lead you to the place of glory. Every agenda to stop you will be the stepping stone for your next level. Listen to me. Satan is not the only one that is committed to uplifting his children. God started it. God wants to show you off. He wants to show you off. He wants to put resources in your hand, and he's not afraid you will backslide. He's not afraid. A particular man, I won't mention his name, somewhere in Ogun State. The EFCC came and arrested his child. The child is just like in her early 30s, because there was an inflow of about 300 million naira into the girl's account. And the EFCC came into the office and, are you so person? Are you faith or love? Follow me. The father did not answer them. Where did you get the money from? Interrogated her. Then the dad just got up after he got tired of he went to their place. Why are you talking to her? He said, why don't you talk to the person that sent the money? Say, I'm here. Say, do you know what I'm worth? I can make you leave that job you are doing. And you'll be at home. I'll be paying you. If I give my daughter a gift, is it about her? Or is it about the person who gave the gift? Say, we are sorry, sir. Please, get out of here. This is my house. You can't come here and be doing this. I am the person. Forget about... It's when you don't know what you are worth. You'll be saying, I'm not worth anything. It's to the glory of God. I'm not worth anything, but if I came to the EFCC driving a Lamborghini, do I need to tell you what I'm worth? Please, let's do this meeting quickly. I need to get somewhere. You will not rough handle me the way you rough handle someone you pick on the road. I am telling you that if truly you share the DNA of heaven, you cannot afford to be small. You can afford to be where you are now, but you cannot afford to be here tomorrow. Why are many people not working prosperity? Their mindset, they are money conscious. Many people found help from God and forgot him. Many people did not even find money. It was ordinary job that they got. Ordinary job of $1,000. All of a sudden, they are busy. You don't know this God, though. Said, he set a table before me in the presence of my... Your lifting will not be without the enemies. So there are some that you will pray away. Some you will be allowed to stay. So you must know what is castable and what is bindable. Your authority is only established when you hear the word, rule thou in the midst of your enemies. Rule thou in the midst of your enemies. The moment there are no longer enemies for you to fight, you yourself become a risk. There was a king, his name was David. He fought and fought and fought and fought till he had no enemies. Then he fell. There is something that spiritual warfare does to you. It keeps you holy. Oh, are you here? Spiritual warfare keeps you holy. Yeah. I need to go to the gym. I need to work out. It's because there's no warfare. If there's warfare, you'll be fasting. You'll be trim as a brother. Trim. They will be seeing the glory of God in your bank account on your wife, but they won't see it on you. Because you are fasting. Your wife will be adding weight, but you will be losing weight. And may God help you. If it is your wife that is fasting and you are eating, may God help you. The subject of overflow is a promise of God. Jesus, our Lord, said in Matthew chapter 7, verse 38 and 39, John chapter 7, say that believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly. You see, many times we are expecting the overflow from above, but God is bringing the overflow from within. That which you despise is the source of the overflow. That moment, that 30 minutes in your room, that 10 p.m. prayer you normally do, that is, he said, out of your belly. The river is not coming from outside. There is a river. When you came to Christ, they dug a trench and a river was put there. And that is why the difference between two spiritual people can actually be in their ability to steer the river. The difference. So the question is your river damp? Is it flowing? Because this river is meant to flow. Or is it stagnant? He said that believeth on me, which means Jesus, must be the object of this spiritual process. He said, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of what? Of living water. This water has a particular element and it is life. And that's why one of my favorite scriptures remains that, for without me, you can do nothing. You can't convince anybody. You can't make impact. You can have, you speak a lot of grammar, but there will be no power. People will look down on you and get away with it. Get away with it, literally. The scripture says, because the sentence of a matter is not quickly executed, therefore, the heart of men is now set in them to do evil. Which means that there are times in your journey you need to insist for the righteousness of God to execute vengeance. If not, people will come, they will step on your toe today, tomorrow they come, they step on your head, then they step on your children, and you claim his humility. No, sir. No, sir. If you will not allow your neighbor come into your compound and touch your child, what do you think God will wait for the devil? The scripture says, for God will soon crush Satan under your feet shortly. Come on, say shortly. Shortly, it will not be long. It will not be long. It will not be long. Don't kid yourself. Just because you are not seen into the spirit realm doesn't mean that there are no activities around you. There are lots of activities around you. There's a lot of warfare. Sometimes you will have dreams. You just see something, you become scared. My sister, what you saw is a snapshot. It's just a picture. It's an image. When we show you the movie, you will stop eating. You start fasting. There's a lot of activity. There's so much going on. Look, let me tell you. Recently, in the last 1-2 weeks, there was a government in this world that announced that, hey, you, I don't like your face. 50% tariff. Bah. You don't greet me well. 100%. And they gave 100% tariff to India, the nation of India. And you know, India is a world power. 1.4 billion people. Nigeria is still arguing with its population, and we don't even know how many we are. Some even claim to be Nigerians. We don't know. 1.4 billion. There was a pastor that once lived 700 million. A pastor 700 million. Yonggi Cho. One man's capacity. One man. So, what's your capacity? When you get to heaven, will you weep Because you did not live up to the expectation of heaven. Or because you made excuses. Because you looked down on yourself. You didn't see yourself as a mother of nations. Meanwhile, when they checked your record, they said she will have spiritual children in Kenya. She will have spiritual children in the US. She will have spiritual. Meanwhile, you are here in Lagos. But in the books, what they wrote was that you are a mother of nations. That's happened before. Don't believe the lie. Satan wants you to believe a lie. Don't believe the lie. Believe what God says. You will not always be at this level. Oh, I see lifting coming. Amen. I see lifting coming. Amen. They slammed 100% tariff on India because they wanted India to submit. Huh? You know what India did? India asked itself a question. What do we normally buy from these people? They say it's oil. India has a very large population and high demand for oil because they don't have. They just said, move to Nigeria. It's called power dynamics. Balance of power. Indians didn't argue with that country. They simply turned around, came to Nigeria, shook hands with my president. Oh my God. And they took a picture. You see that handshake? That's 1.4 billion people. Do you know what it means that you are, that India is buying 50% of their oil requirement? Oh, no, let me put it this way. Can you imagine, Fatima, because Pastor Barra talked about imagine, that 50% of the who is who in Ikoyi are your clients. Can you imagine? No, don't go abroad. You are laughing already. Because, you see, she knows the meaning of that. Those ones don't argue about price. In fact, if you are too cheap, they become suspicious. Are you sure she can do it? Are you sure? Are you sure? Hey, she's good though. I have one tailor that I wanted to test. I gave him one material. The guy said he's sewing for $2,400. My mind started. I became very scared, but I said, well, some people can be good. And they don't, nobody knows them. I don't remember where, I don't know. Did I? That's my wife's, our laugh, new laughing pattern. When the 10,000, we say, yesterday we were talking, we just did it together. Like, I didn't know we have been rehearsing. Sir, when I saw what the guy did, the shout I shouted was more than the 2-4. Don't bring your price down. Get your game up. Get your game up. Because if God decides to lift you up, but your standard for excellence is dropping, Satan will not need to pray about you. You are finished. Early exposure. You will not suffer from premature exposure. And that's a good place to say amen. When a man is filled with the Spirit, not only is he empowered to communicate in the spiritual realm, he becomes a web and a channel of creative ideas. You wake up in the morning and you are flowing with ideas. You are flowing with, you are bubbling. You can see that God is now a partner with you in your life project. And believe me, when you see people who give themselves to witchcraft, that is what they know. I'm telling you, you just need to go out and see the way Satan is being worshipped in other countries. You will know that many Christians are playing. Satan, you will bow your ears. He will tell you to use your tongue and kiss his feet, his dirty feet. He will ask you to, he will ask for your mother. He will ask for your wife. Is it not only tight that some people are saying again about? Do you think you can be anything in the spiritual realm without sacrifice? Do you think? Jesus died for you. You accepted. Jesus gave you Holy Spirit free of charge. Even the job you are doing, he was the one that gave you wisdom. You see, you have problem with tithe. And this is not a challenge. I stopped paying 10% in the year. When did I save? In the year 2004 or 5 was the last time I paid 10%. And I didn't have a job. I didn't have a job. My pastor simply came. My pastor in train. I said, the Lord said there are some of you he wants to bless, but you are going to increase your tithe. And I came out. I was jobless. And I, you know why I didn't mind? I didn't have a job. But I understand that I can negotiate with spirits. If they see my intention, they will give me job. So the mistake I made, Tina, the mistake I made, I thought that thing would be for like that month. Or my brother, God did not allow me. As I went for NYC, like, he said, that thing. On my pay though, I, in fact, if I hear any pastor, I used to run. If I hear any pastor talk about that, because if you say come out, God can tell me, yeah, increase it again. So I used to run. Because I thought that one would just be for a short time. After all, I'm a young Christian. You understand? Who am I? Who am I? 2005 till date. How many years? 20 years. Please, Baba, don't increase it. Don't leave me like this. God, there's inflation. That story Bada was quoting, say when money failed in Egypt, that my wife said that's hyperinflation. In a season where money is the only thing that people know and it is failing, don't you think there is a wisdom from above that surpasses it? There is a wisdom that surpasses it. If money is all you have, it's very unfortunate. Like you must have the wisdom that can crisscross terrible economies. You must have the wisdom that can make a satanist come to you and say, I want to give my life to Christ. You must have a wisdom that you enter into a business meeting and all the demons people came with to start running away. Because you came in. Listen, just because you cannot see the spiritual realm doesn't mean it is not material. It doesn't mean it's not material. You must build up yourself in your most holy faith. I shared that story here some years ago when this church just started. We were coming to church, I think it was just on Sunday morning, and I had a dream. And somebody pointed a double barrel, a woman, and shot me twice in the chest. The bed shook. My wife jumped up, shook. You don't need to be told that they are here. All right? I did not pray. I told myself, I will not dignify, that I woke up, I will not dignify you with prayer. It's understanding. Whatever it is you are experiencing now, there is an overflow level for it. You may have it, but you may not be recognized until it begins to overflow. I'm telling you, people may know you are good, but until they see that this river, this well in you, they can draw, and it will not be exhausted. They can see, this one is a reservoir. Please, let him join our team. Pastor Bara, let me tell you. You may think it's one big person, it's a single person. Because you are delaying your destiny. Because you are not paying attention to the details. I told you, anything you must secure here, you must first collect from them. When I say learn how to pray, I prayed, I was jobless, I prayed, I was wearing bedrooms and God came to me and said, now you have 8 years. That 8 years, I moved to Lagos, I rented my first apartment, I got married, I bought my first land, I had my first child, 8 years. The same prayers some people are praying. I did not even know what to expect. But I prayed till I entered the overflow. And recently, I just told myself, I said, it's time to pray that type of prayer again. Because sometimes you may be good, but if they don't pull out the barricade, if God does not remove the barricade in front of you, you will remain at a level. It's just like the other day, we were coming to church, and the president was in Lagos, and the policemen put barricades on the express. We could see where we were going, but we could not cross. It's not about you being good alone. The heavens must declare over you that, oh yeah, that thing in front of him, remove it. That one is a declaration. Remove it. Remove the barrier. All of a sudden, the problems only you can solve will be created. And the day, Joseph, the day that Moses will come with his rod to Pharaoh's palace, his rod will eat up, will swallow up other snakes. So you must be ready. Personal. I looked at this brother, I said, this is much. As I was praying for him, somebody came with 40 million naira. Say, please, I want to rent this place. 40. I said, 40. Ah! My mind, like, collect it. The brother said, no. I said, correct. He said, no. I don't like rushing. Ah! Makataba. I said, yes. This one is a spiritual son. Just because the offer came now doesn't mean it's the best. Saul will always come before David. Whatever the offer you first is not the best. Negotiate in the spirit before you go to that meeting. I say what? Negotiate in the spirit. Don't be careless. Your help is not in any man. God will use men. But your help, I am telling you, if you listen to what I'm telling you, listen, you can change your life in 3 weeks. Yes. If you can pay the price. If you can start praying and tell yourself 3 hours for the next 3 weeks or 1 month. 8 p.m. to 11. Zeta Kanambada. Zevele Godongot. Azabat. And as you are praying, just hold a mental picture of that where you are going. Just hold it in your mind like this. Hold it. And there was a time I told you guys, if you have a whiteboard, write in capital letter what you are trust. Just put it on the board so that in case the enemy wants to divert your mind to start praying for your mom. If your mom is not on that prayer point for that day, till tomorrow. Satan is a master strategist when it comes to distraction. You will remember one email. Ah! There's one email I need to send. The devil is so smart. And he's your business partner. Once he reminds you like that, write it down. After this prayer, send an email. Don't stop that prayer. Usually the distraction becomes heightened at your breakthrough point. So don't resist. That thing will be urgent. Don't do it. Don't fall for it. Oh. Said he prayed. You know me, when people talk to me, I try to learn. What did this person do? Not just to be shouting, hey, thank God. No. You pay attention. What is this person? Because if Tina, you are the one bearing the seed of inheritance for your family, you will need to fight on behalf of everybody. The seed of inheritance is not gender bias. Come on now. That means a woman can carry it. I didn't say you are the first child. I said the seed of inheritance. Which means your rising is the rising of every other person. And while he was at the back, he said all he remembered that he was praying and praying until he felt a force grab him, pew, threw him under the chair. Doctor, look how I did not come down or whoever the pastor to lay hands. The power that threw you there will bring you back. Immediately after that service, they called him. You need an overflowing anointing. Having just enough, you may be with your enemies, but there will be no table. Look at the level of development you have put into your life. You need recommendation. That one is in the level of overflow. And if you think everybody is eating shawarma like you are making a mistake. You must know what your destiny requires. Then give it. If your destiny does not require early morning food, don't eat. Forget about all those Kellogg's adverts. Forget about Pick Me. Forget. Those ones are marketing their product. But you are not their customer. You are a child of destiny. What you are carrying, Edith, what you are carrying, God cannot afford to make a mistake. So he will keep every wrong person away from you. Even if you try to make it work, it will not work. Because the principal project manager over your life will not allow any boy, because of his finesse, to mess up. So he will be the one blocking. Because what you are carrying, is for nations. Yes, it's for nations. So don't worry. Just keep growing. Don't worry, because sometimes people will tell you that, oh, if you are too anointed as a lady, you won't. Rapper, you did it. They tell you, don't be too serious. So, be dancing in front of camera, be doing different things, be doing TikTok live every day. Show that you are a modern woman. I'm a spiritual person. I'm not a modern person. I have no obligation to the world. The day they took my job away, the way God took my, that's the day I knew that there's, the day I saw Domwen singing, this world has nothing for me, I will trust in you. I said, Domwen say, this world has nothing for him. I still want to come to America. Domwen is there. He said, there's nothing in this world for him. I said, Domwen. I said, make I follow Jesus. You better make I follow Jesus. Domwen talk, say nothing. God is raising global champions here. I came to tell you, you will not be small. God needs to prove to the world and to everyone who spoke against your back and tried to discredit you that he is the principal project manager over your life. How can we experience the overflow? You have heard the demands of wisdom that Pastor Brad shared with us. But I want us to read Ephesians chapter 5, verses 18 and 19, I believe. Maybe we might want to do this in the Amplified version. Blameless before the throne, by the blood of the Lamb, my soul, my body, I stand blameless before the throne. There was a time in that old church, that was our song regularly on Sunday. It's like everybody has left. They don't know the song here. This song I sang is a prophecy for someone that is struggling. God says you are blameless before my throne. Say your spirit, your soul, and your body is blameless before my throne. You have been commended by the blood of the Lamb. My spirit, my soul. My body, I stand blameless before the throne. My spirit, my soul, my body,
I stand
blameless before the throne.
Because Satan will come and he will tell you, if you are so special, why did you fail? Why didn't you graduate? Maybe you say you're a prayer warrior, you are doing deliverance. Why are you broke? God says you are blameless. Sometimes as you lay in your bed and you want to sleep, Satan will bring some thought. That if I not be you, Brapat. If I not be you, Tina. With all you know, with all I stand blameless. But you, Satan, you stand blamed, condemned. The problem is that you listen to Satan, you keep quiet. If he comes around, do have a little Bible study with him. Since you are here, you are too quiet for destiny. You are too quiet. You just, Satan will be talking to your mind. You too, you will lie in bed, you will clutch your pillow. Who needs that sorry face? Take your time this evening. Arrange the verses. The next time he comes, I'll be waiting for you. Today, not today. You will hear when. Sit down. You are too quiet. You see this false humility. You will remain at this level. And after 5 years, you are only 80,000. Wait. Shebi, my own is 80,000. You are irredeemable. Your case is closed. You are getting weaker and weaker. The only thing you do is mind other people's business. Wait. Don't go. Wait. My Lord and Savior defeated you at the cross. You remain defeated. You have no future. You have no destiny. You will forever. Say, wait. I have 7 Bible verses for you. You go and carry your Bible. Say, I jotted it. I knew you were coming. Don't see. Hold your jotter. In case Satan send that into your email, keep it. Any day they come and say, I even searched again. I found 5 more verses. Say, from today, you are dealing with a mad woman. Let me tell you. My Lord and Savior is still coming back, and when he comes, you will smell yourself. You see, you now, you know, you cannot even show your face now. You are only talking to my mind because you are weak. Now let me tell you, don't keep quiet and allow Satan put a yoke on you that Jesus took away. Don't keep quiet and say it's just your mind. Listen to me, devils talk through the mind. Devils can speak. You did an abortion 3-4 years ago. God cannot use you. Why not? There was a woman actively involved and in duty. She was a prostitute. Active, they knew her. The most popular. But when Joshua went to Jericho, she was the only one that survived. And Satan here now. She was a four mother of our Lord Jesus Christ. Nothing can be purer. What I did in ignorance. Today, my heart, my body, my womb, my soul belongs to Jesus. But as per your own case, I think I remember that your case has been decided. You cannot be born again. You cannot be filled with the Spirit. Nothing for you. Jogula. I don't know why I love you. I was watching the thing yesterday. I said, which one is this one? Don't be quiet. Please tell your neighbor, don't be quiet. Don't permit Satan to talk into your ears. The first line of recovery is to start talking and determine what you will not listen to. Your mistake is not strange to you, but can you please talk to me about what Jesus has done to help me out of this situation? If you are battling with cocaine addiction, or what's that one we buy on the street here? Marijuana and all of that. Hold it and say, I smoked you yesterday. But you see me, I will preach the gospel.
for me to preach the gospel, I will be free. I don't go. It's just that the thing day my hand, but I don't go. I know day. I will not remain with you. One day you will wake up. The desire will be gone. You may find that you find it, you struggle with saying no to men. And which may be not your fault, but as a result of having daddy issues. You may have issues growing up. That thing may be locked into something. It's not really about what is happening now, but where that thing is coming from. A day will come, you will look at sin like this and say, I will not sin. You will say, today, I, you mention your name. You say, I will not sin. You tell yourself. There's an overflow level. Every time that there is pressure, the scripture says, when the enemy shall come like a flood, the Spirit of God will what? He will set a new standard. And over that standard is as though where you have a mighty flood, you now build a bridge over it. So that bridge is now the standard. So the waters can be flowing, they can be raging, but the bridge is far ahead. There are some people, if they are on the third mile, they still don't like the driver going close to the edge. To the edge. Because your eyes become very blurry when you see the... Are you like that? She says she's like that. Now, listen to me. There is nothing spiritual that you are hearing now that God has not given us a way to perform or carry out. Give me Ephesians chapter 5. He says, don't drink too much wine. Because it what? It cheapens the value of your life. So if your value was 100 million, to drop it. He said, drink the Spirit. Oh, goodness. Come back. Did you see that? Say, drink the Spirit. You drink, you pray, you laugh in the Spirit, you sing in the Spirit. He said, drink the Spirit. Huge draught. Do you know what a draught is? You know, in those days, they drink from kegs. When you watch all these Vikings movie and all these movies, sometimes you see someone, you take a drum. And people will hail him. He said, oh. Okay, that was the message. Look at the Amplified. Do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery. But ever be filled and what?
Stimulated.
And what?
Stimulated.
Which means spiritual things can be stimulated. When I pray in tongues, I am stimulating spiritual things. I can recover lost years. I can open the door for the interview I'm going for next week. I can see when I touch it, there will be a witness. Once I touch that thing, the Spirit will say, you have gotten it. You have gotten it. Put up that scripture. Give me the next verse. Quickly. Sing hymns instead of drinking. So the equivalent to alcohol is singing. The spiritual equivalent. Huh? What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Aha. Oh, precious is the flow that nothing but the blood of Jesus. Hey, no precious.
Nothing but the blood. Say nothing but the blood. Say nothing but the blood. Say nothing but the blood. I have confidence in your blood. I am purified by your blood. I am made righteous by your blood. I have been given a new name by your blood. I am who you say I am because of your blood. My past is taken away because of your blood. I have a new story written because of your blood. I know that I will see you one day and stand with you because of your blood. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. That's our identity. That's your identity. It's not what people say about you. God doesn't care. The blood doesn't care. Put up that scripture. Amplified. It says, speak to one another in psalms and what? And hymns. You see, there are, well, we have this type of service very soon. So, when we come together, we may be in the same room. Or beside, we may be in the same room. And then you will come with 10 psalms. I will come with 5. Then you will read a psalm. You know, we were at the redemption camp many years ago. Baba was supposed to, he wanted to sing. Baba now came up and he started singing a reverse song. You know, if you just join Redeem, you have missed a lot of. Redeem has gone through so many seasons. Baba is has grown old now. In those days, we'll come for camp. You hear, Kabiyesi Eleruni. It's Baba that is singing, Ogo for Kore. And everybody will go on their knees. It's not like today, this new generation. If the pastor goes on his knees, somebody will cross his leg. Because he is the deputy Holy Spirit. In those days, whatever is being done on the stage, by the music team, by the prayer team, everybody. Baba, we have an entire service where he will be the one singing, not preaching. Entire service. Scripture says when we come together, let's do what? Let's sing. He said, let's sing. So you can read a psalm, and then you can go to Psalm 23. And you can say, the Lord, you can say, Yvonne, he said, do you know that the scripture says, because you are going to personalize it. So you speak to Yvonne as if this is what you found for her. You say, Yvonne, do you know that the Lord says he is your shepherd? He said you will not want him, for he makes you to lie down in green pastures. You see, he said he leads you beside the still waters. Sometimes these scriptures lose their meaning because we don't realize he is talking to us. So David gave us this because that letter was for us. That information, this love note is for you. Then you say, Busayo, look at this. He said, God says he's restoring your soul. He said he will lead you in the path of righteousness, which means there are many paths that are not the path of righteousness. There are many good opportunities, but we take you backward. He said, but there is a way of promotion. It's called the way of righteousness. You say, listen to me. He said, God says, even though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you know what that means? You walk through a season, people are dying around you. You walk through your season, everybody's losing their jobs. People, somebody might in the family, shortly after somebody died, you are in a season where everybody's confused. Everybody's sad. God said, even though, he said, though you walk through the valley of, do you know what that means? You walk on this side, see a graveyard. You walk on that side, see a graveyard. Every testimony, every promise now becomes threatened. Because when you turn like this, it's a negative doctor's report. When you turn like this, sound that negative doctor's report. You look this way, doctor say, you might need to come for operation between now and next year. You go this way, you just look at you, valley, shadows. Shadows, but I came to tell you, shadows are not reality, sir. I came to tell you, the devil is a liar. You will not always be at this level. He said, though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, he said, hi, your God will be with you. He said, I will be with you. I won't send an angel. I will hold your hand and I will walk through that valley with you. God has commended his presence. He has covenanted his glory. He has covenanted his Shekinah presence to go with you. To go with you. And I dare ask you, if God assures you that he will be with you, where do you think all the angels are? Where do you think they are? They are in heaven. They are not there. They are with you. They are with you. Tina, don't you walk through the valley of shadow of death? God said, don't worry. Say, I. He said, fear no evil. Those shadows only become a reality when the element of fear takes hold of your soul. Am I going to miss this confirmation? This is the second time I wrote the test. Oh, will I be converted? I don't want to be a contract staff anymore. What's going to happen to me? HR refused to send the mail. What's happening? The fear. Once fear holds your soul, those shadows will become reality. And God says, look, he said, even when you walk through the valley of shadow, he said, you will fear no evil. You can see the testament of evil around you. But God said, you will not be afraid. Tina, God said, you will not be afraid. The only way to establish your strength is to start talking. Is to start talking. Many times when you look at the shadows, you cannot move forward. But when you start talking, you move. My mother told me a story. This is what she does anyway. When she comes back late from the church, usually there's no light in the area. So she holds her tambourine. She begins to walk through the neighborhoods and the corners to quickly get to the house because everywhere is thick. If somebody attacks you there, nobody will know. She shakes the from afar. You will know that a prayer warrior is on the road here. This is what I came with from church today. The one who is able to save to the utmost. She begins to shake the tambourine. You look at that generation and say, they are old. They know something you don't. They have practiced it over and over again. We now depend on doctors, but that generation knew only Jesus. They knew Jesus. If Jesus can, they believe doctors, but they believe Jesus more. So even though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil. He said, because thou art with me. He said, thy rod and thy staff. He said, they comfort me. There is a ministry of comfort. The Holy Spirit that God has put in your life to encourage you, to grab your hand and move you on. God doesn't want you to stay in the valley for too long. Because if you stay too long, you become like your experience. You become like the premonitions. You become like the shadows you are seeing. So God will ensure that even in that space, you are being comforted. So that you will not stay too long. Oh, we need comfort. Sometimes it can be discouraging. How many of you agree with me? It can be really discouraging. You are putting in so much effort, but you are not seeing commensurate results. You refuse to cut corners. And it seems that you are suffering because of your integrity. Listen to me. There is the ministry of comfort today. For you. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. We need the ministry of comfort. We need the ministry of comfort. You want to overflow? You will not overflow without warfare. But you will need comfort. You will need comfort. You can't afford to be quiet. Your attitude must speak to the fact that you know something. And that you are convinced that he who has started a good work in you will not abandon you. But he will guide you to the day of Christ. He will lead you to the day of Christ. He will guide you. In those days, Brapat, it was Sonio Kosun that sang that song. That song, there's one popular song he used to sing. Something about the wilderness. It was a very popular. I wish I can remember. He did an album. Something about the Lord walking with us. Through the wilderness, it was a popular hymn in those popular praise song in those days. And believe me, Tina, God has eyes just for you. My brother, when God is talking to you, he is not distracted. My sister, when God decides to focus on you, he doesn't look at him. Do you know the funny thing? He can do that same thing for everybody at the same time. So when you wake up,
you will say, do you know God spoke to me? She too will say, do you know God spoke to me? God spoke to two of you at the same time, different things, and is not stressed. You are the 7 billion people on earth are not enough for him to be distracted. He can talk to everybody at the same time. The scripture said he is mindful of us. Our names are written upon the palms of his hands. You may not be important to your country. You may not be important to that boy or to that girl. Listen to me. You are upmost in God's mind. And you have to know it so that the devil will not stick a blow into your image, your self-perception. Which is why a lot of people are suffering. You look at yourself, there's nothing special about me. Why? Because you applied 7 times and you were rejected 7 times. What does that have to do with yourself? What? Or you went for a meeting, your English is a combination of past tense and future tense. And you think that, okay, I am less valuable. I am here to tell you, English is not a measure of intelligence. Yes. It's not a measure of intelligence. I have been in meetings with people who couldn't speak proper English, but they knew the engine. They knew the people with the grammar had to wait for them to analyze the engine because they knew it. They worked with it for so many years. Overflow starts with your mindset. Overflow starts with your knowledge. Overflow starts with you knowing that God is able to focus on you and not be distracted. So what do you do when you know that God's attention is on you? You also put your attention on him. Go and find your own love song. That song may be in your native language. Go and look for it. Look for it. That is your song. Anytime you sense that his presence is near, begin to sing it. Begin to sing it. Begin to sing it. Oh, glory to God. Go back very quickly to Ephesians chapter 5. Let's tidy this up. Listen to me. Today we disconnect the microphone Satan is using to talk to you. The scripture said, do not be drunk with wine when it's excess, but be filled. That is like what? A present continuous statement. God expects you to be filled today. He expects you to be filled tomorrow. He said, be filled with the Spirit. Which means even though we are all born again, our spirit level is not the same. My spirit level depends on the spiritual activities I carry out. Your spiritual level or your spiritual infilling depends on the spiritual offerings and sacrifices you participate in. When Peter and John were threatened, the Bible said they went back to their own company and they knelt down and began to pray. And the scripture said the Holy Spirit fell on them again. They were already baptized, they were already speaking in tongues, but the Spirit of God came upon them again and the building began to shake and they were filled with boldness. Listen to me. We may all have the Holy Spirit, but the activities we participate in can determine the level. Go, jump to the next verse. What are these activities? He says, speak to yourself in psalms. So you can speak to yourself. You can put a mirror in front of you and bring out the psalms and begin to say, Busayo, it is time to hear the counsel of the Lord for you. You are the pastor, you are the church member, you are the prophet, you are the usher. The devil is a liar. Then you begin to read the psalms. You begin to read the psalms. And when you are done, what other things can you do? And this is what God expects us to do even when we come to church. He says, speak to yourself in psalms. Sometimes it may be Pastor Bara. And he comes up and says, look, don't be a mediocre. Because what God wants to do, your mindset needs to shift. Then somebody else will come and say, I have a hymn. And then they begin to sing a hymn. They begin to declare the counsel of the Lord through music. Now, it may come in different ways, but the songs will come with a message. Say, so speak to yourselves. God encourages us to speak to ourselves. Sometimes you want to talk to the HR. Sometimes you want to talk to the person promising you the contract. God says, speak to yourself. Your spirit has the capacity to hear you. Your spirit has the capacity to hear you. Your spirit should not be a victim of the voices of other men. Your spirit can hear you. Put up that scripture. It says, speaking to yourself in hymns and what?
Spiritual songs. What are spiritual songs? These are songs that come out in the place of prayer. You didn't learn them. You didn't know the songs. You were just praying or just doing something, maybe listening to the message, and that song just rose up. It may be a two-line song. It may be a three-line song, but that song begins to catapult you to new heaven. A spiritual song can be a song that is timely. It may be a song you used to know for many years. The Holy Spirit suddenly brings that song back to your mind, and that song becomes the vehicle for transportation. Put up that scripture. Say, speaking to yourself in spiritual song. Singing, because somebody came some time ago and said that there was no choir in the book of Acts. That churches are not supposed to have choir. They are not supposed to have a music team. He said, what is singing? Jesus taught, he preached, and he healed. Let's focus on what Jesus focused on. Look at it, my brother. I came to give you a standard answer. He says, singing. 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 When we've spoken to ourselves in Psalms and spoken to ourselves in hymns, and we have done the spiritual song. The spiritual song, usually you are the only one that can sing it, because it's your song. Then we can do some real singing and dancing. Because wherever there's singing and melody, you can't just, your body can't be stiff. You've got to move the body. You've got, even if the song is a heavenly song, I hope you know that the angels, when they worship him, they move. They move. Which means the song must be danceable. The song must be movable. I know you're a spiritual man. I know you like to see the portals and the dimensions of the terrestrial. But I came to tell you sometimes you need to dance. I came to tell you sometimes it's good to move your body. I didn't ask you to exercise. I said make melody in your heart to the Lord. Hallelujah. That's how to experience the overflow. You do it long enough, you become better at it. You do it long enough, you become satisfied with the Lord. You are not satisfied with the joy of things. You are satisfied with the joy of the Lord. You are not just satisfied with the joy of things. When I had nothing but a mattress, and when I say mattress, I mean a student mattress. I'm not talking about something elaborate. Something just enough, and my leg always came out of the mattress. But I had the joy of the Lord. I believed I was rich. Even though I didn't have money, I opened my first GT account with 0 naira. And I was happy. They gave me the account number. I went to and I said, I have a bank account. No ID card, no nothing. But, and that account, I'm still using it. Because they saw something in me. They saw something. Some people told me, say, until I have 50,000, I should not come. One bank. They said, if you don't have 50, then no. I did not say anything. I did not say anything. Because now we have account there. No number back. I said, oh boy, now so life be. Hey. My area manager in the bank, while I was talking about, she went on her knees to beg a small girl. Say, we are so sorry. And that woman is very proud. Bumi, very proud. But she begged because the customer is always right. What did the customer do? Nothing, you know. She just picked her phone and come and find this. DG, is this how you people run your bank? I mean, your branch. They say they can't pay me just 3 million. Before I knew it, head manager suspended. Head of operations. So on the spot, HR was suspended. You don't know what you are doing. Head teller, catch up. Out, out. We are moving, we are bringing new people. Before they now sacked the zonal manager, she now went to say, madam, I don't know. You say, I'm the area manager. I will deal with all of them. Please, 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 please. You will not be small, though. Amen. You can have money and not have influence. So you need both. Yes, need both. A small girl, she's living in Oniru Estate, sacked 3-4 people, including my teller. I was one of the people they moved to the branch to save the branch from collapse. I got there. Where is it? He said, it's fired. This one was suspended. He said, ah. So he like, say, here, now, nah, so suspended. Make I behave myself. I have a wife, and then just Joshua. Let me just behave. And because I have anger. I used to get angry. I left my anger at home for 3 weeks. Because this, she can come again. I don't know her. I don't want that to sack me. I have a prophecy.
There's prophecy over me. Listen. Make no mistake about it. The promise of an overflow was God's promise to you. So if you want it, you are not asking for too much. I say you are not asking for too much. In this economy, you will lend to nations. Please let me prophesy to your neighbor, you are not asking for too much. You are working on your father's budget. I said you are working on your father's, but it's not your budget. You are not asking for too much. You will get it. I say you will get it. I say you will get it. Now, as far as your eyes can see, begin to claim it. Get up on your feet now. As far as your eyes can see, begin to claim it. As far as your eyes can see, begin to. I wish somebody would pray. Barakata nima kata hida. As far as your eyes can see, can you open your mouth and begin to prophesy? Zoketaye malakano kotaya. As far as your eyes can see. Oh, Ramikata le kamanasutaya. Shabalande ketekeriane. As far as your eyes can see. As far as your eyes can see. How far can you see? Oh, are you praying? Are you praying? Rabbi Hakan Nekatala. As far as your eyes can see. Yekata Yimelekono. Shabarata Catalina Setaya. Korambetaya Lenekenekona. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Listen to me. There is a provision of heaven with your name on it. I want you to, with your own lips, begin to receive it. The provision of heaven for you, for your children, for your husband, for your wife. Begin to, don't hold back. This is for you. Be selfish for 5 minutes. Begin to receive the provision of heaven. Begin to receive the provision. That's your promotion. Receive it. That your next level in your business. Receive it. Oh, rakataye makat holy kasayala. Nothing will stop you. Nothing will hinder you. Receive the provision of heaven in the name of Jesus.
Give me bread, give me wine, and I will forever satisfy. You have called me to your temple, and I will die. Give me bread and give me wine, and I am forever satisfied. You have called me to your table, and I will die. So give me bread, give me wine, bread and give me wine, and I am forever satisfied. Oh, you've called me to your table, and I will die. Hey, give me bread,
give me wine,
and I am forever satisfied.
You have called me
to your table, and I will die.
Give me wine,
and I am forever satisfied. You
me bread, give me wine.
Give me bread, give me wine.
And I am forever satisfied. You have called
me. You have called me
to your table, and I will dine. Give me bread, give me wine. And give me wine. And I am forever satisfied. You have called me.
I have 2 more minutes. Please find a partner. The scripture says we call for the things that be not as though they were. Please hold, find a partner and face that person. And begin to call forth every gift of God, every mercy of God, every new opportunity. Begin to call it forth. Begin to call it forth out of your brother. Begin to call it forth out of your sister. Begin to prophesy. Karabade kazo kata yamale kanda karabada kadia. Ah, 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 ah. Find another partner. Find another partner. Call for the things that be not as though they are. Rabakata lene makutaya. Zokata legaraba sotaya. Zokata legabarando suteya. Zokata yelegedegedegediba. Zokataye, we call the things that be not as though they are. We call the things that be not as though they are. Begin to prophesy. Begin to prophesy. Begin to prophesy. Begin to prophesy. So asotele. So asotele. Prophesy. So asotele. Prophesy. In the name of Jesus, Orabaleka Taya da Gada Barakotesa. Ale Barakotose Taya Robashita Lenekene Kona. Zekatayaba. It's a new season. It's a new season. It's a new season. Prophetic overflow. Prophetic overflow. Aya. Aya. Shada da barakata yene. Zekata balegando robobosita. Rebakata la maroto sita yalakano. Ayamara kubara telekene kona. Zakataya. I can see it. I can see it. I can lay my hands on it. I can hold it. I lay my hands on it. Zokataya. Rabakataya. Regede bosotaya. Ayakalama kataya na kotaya. Araba kataya. Shandala barako toyesa. Araba legadaye neketolia. It's a new level. It's a new season. It's a new level. It's a new season. It is your time. It is your time. It is your time. It is your time in the name of Jesus. It is your time. Rise up and walk. Rise up and walk. Rise up and walk in the name of Jesus. Karabalegala Bosotaya.
Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Come on, give the shout of victory. Give the shout of triumph. Give the shout of a new season. Is 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 the shout of a new season. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Rakata. When Jesus got to the tomb of Lazarus, he said, take away the stone. If there was any willingness, it was gone, because the man was dead. If there was any opportunity, it was gone, because the stone had sealed the case. Jesus said, take away the stone. Today, Jesus is speaking to that stone. He's speaking to that limitation. That verdict that men put over you. Jesus is telling the stone to roll away. In the name of Jesus. 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 Who is it that saith, and it cometh to pass, when the Lord has not commanded it? Today marks the end of your trial. 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 You will have a testimony. You will have a testimony. You will have a testimony. I 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 have a testimony. In the name of Jesus, it is my own. My testimony is my own. My testimony is my own. My testimony is my own. It is not another. It is my own. It is my own. In the name of Jesus. Come on, 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 come on